Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, March 5th. The grains closed mixed with May corn up a penny, closing at 375 and three quarters. May beans down 2¼ cents, closing at 913 and three quarters. And May wheat up 7¼ cents, closing at 462 and three quarters. Kansas City was up 8 to 9 cents as well. So a strong day in the wheat. Really didn't see much here to prompt it. The dollar is up 15 ticks, so no help from the dollar. Again, pushing up toward the 97-cent mark, so no help there. But we made the low on the first day of the month. We made the low close on the first Monday of the month. So we had a little bit of bounce here. It was an outside up day, not a key reversal, but still a pretty good close. Is there anything really going on here? Well, we've had a hard sell-off, so a little rally certainly wouldn't be that uncommon. Funds are short 30, 40,000 contracts of wheat. The only thing that's in the back of my head is maybe the market is getting a touch concerned about some of the weather out there. I mean, when you're 6 degrees in Chicago on March 5th, it's cold out here, baby. And, you know, snow on the plains, record low temperatures. I just don't think it makes for a big wheat crop out here. It's cold, it's wet. You know, people are saying that there's plenty of moisture for the crop, for the real growing season, the emergence. And I think that's true. But I just find it hard to believe that we can have a bumper crop with this kind of really cold temps out here. But as I've always said, wheat is a wheat and seems to be able to bounce back from some of the worst conditions you can imagine. So we'll see if that's the case this time as well. Beans a little bit lower here. Oil meal just a touch lower. We didn't see any export announcements here. We're waiting for something from China. Are they going to buy it now? Or are they going to wait till after the Brazilian harvest and they want to buy everything they can from the Brazilians? That remains to be seen. But the bottom line is we actually need to see a signed deal one way or another. The president says it's going to get done in the next 3 weeks. Hopefully he's right. I think we're on the right path. But whether or not we can actually get a deal done remains to be seen. If we do, I think it's positive for the market, perhaps a game changer, and hopefully we can see some higher prices. Corn closed a penny higher here today. You know, again, until we see Dease corn close over $4, I can't get too excited out here. We've been fighting this and fighting it. Again, we need to see some real evidence that China's buying corn, DDGs, ethanol, something out here. We need to see the deal for the corn as well. Demand hasn't been great. We've got the reports on Friday. I don't see major changes there. Corn up a little bit, wheat up a little bit, beans down a little bit. World carryouts about the same. Reduction in Brazilian beans that we expect, but nothing that really stands out as a game changer. The game changer out here is going to be continued wet, cold weather and obviously a Chinese deal. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.